Perek Dalad, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Vav is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, where we were discussing the mitzvah of the Arava by the Mizbeach. K'ma'aseu b'chol, the same way they would perform the mitzvah of the Arava during the weekday, meaning during the regular days of Sukkot, the 1st through the 6th, kach ma'aseu b'Shabbos, so was the performance on Shabbos when the 7th day, the final day, fell out on Shabbos, which in those cases we had learned earlier in Mishnah Gimel, that it'll actually push off Shabbos and you can perform the mitzvah on Shabbos. So that 7th day that fell out on Shabbos, the mitzvah was the same as 1 through 6. Ella, except, they would gather these marboyo shel arava, these branches of the arava, may erev Shabbos. They'd gather them from erev Shabbos for the Beis HaMikdash, right? So they don't have to be plucking them on Shabbos. Umanichin, they'd place them, Osan, Begigio, Shalzav, they'd place them in these golden bowls filled with water, Kadeshlaichmashu, in order they shouldn't wither. So just practical, they don't want to pick it on Shabbos, they could pick it before Shabbos, put it in these golden bowls of water, and then on Shabbos they would take them out. Ulamachar, the next day, they would zokfit Osan, they would stand them up next to the Mizbeach, and then the people would come and take it and do their, you know, the Arava performance. And I'll discuss it over here. But the truth is, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he argues. He says, no, it wasn't arava, it wasn't willow branches. Rather, chario shel dekel hayu. It was palm branches. Mevian, that's what they would bring to the Mizbeach. Because he brings down a pasuk. The pasuk says, kapos tamarim, which means date palms. And kapos, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka learns, is a plural word, which the minimum amount of plural is always going to be two. Right, two is where the plural start. So he says, we learn from this pasuk that one of the kapos of these palms is referring to the lulav, that you take a lulav for your lulav bundle, and the other one's referring to the mizbeach, that the palms they would put up were actually from a palm tree, the branches they would put up by the mizbeach were from a palm tree and not from a willow tree, not from an arava. That's of Yochanan ben Broka's opinion. Whereas the Chachamim, they argue, and they learn the pasuk differently. So that's one opinion. Another opinion says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka just learns that out of logic, that he says that it's like a tamar, a date. It's a siman yaf, it's a beautiful sign for Klal Yisrael. Like the pasuk said, it says in Chazal, just like a date palm, only has one heart, right? So to Klal Yisrael has one father in Shemayim. Matamar is a ein lo ella lev echad, af Yisrael elam ella lev echad lahaviyam shemayim. We have one heart that goes to our Father in heaven. It's a medrash. It's you know that says this. So some say he learns it out from here, but either way, he's going to hold that they took date palms. They took from like a palm tree instead of a willow, instead of an arava branch for this performance on the seventh day. And the Chacham hold that no, it was an actual arava branch. And we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. We paskin like a Chachamim that we did take a willow and an arava branch. But continuing in Rabbi Yochanan Broka's opinion, he continues to say that the chofetin osan, they would beat these palm branches on the ground, the karka on the floor, beat tzidi hamizbeach on the side of the mizbeach. And some of the different texts, they say that they beat it on the actual mizbeach. But either way you learn it, they would take these date palms and beat it on the floor or beat it on the mizbeach. Nowadays, what we do is we beat the willow tree, the arava, that's a willow tree, the willow branches, the arava branches, we beat them on the ground on Hoshana Rab on the last day of Sukkot. V'yosua Yom, and that day, the seventh day of Sukkot, Nikra Yom Chibut Charyos was called the beating of the date palms, or you could really call it the beating of the arava branches, as we hold, right? Below Yom Shvi Shel Arava, they didn't call it the seventh day of the Arava, which would you think that's what the name would be, right? No, they called it the Yom Chibut Charyos, the day of the beating of the date palms or you know the willow branches. And some explain that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is you know he's arguing on the Chachamim regarding all the days of Sukkot from 1 all the way to 7. That Shloha Yomavim that they never brought the Arava branches to the Mizbeach was always just the date palm branches. While others explain that no, he's only arguing on the seventh day that he brought date palms and not arava, not willow branches. But the rest of the 1 through 6, they would bring arava branches, just like the Chachamim. So according to the latter opinion, they're only arguing on one day, only on the seventh day. Regardless of the fact, whichever way you're going to learn, we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and we hold that you're always going to use arava branches and not willow branches when you do the performance of the arava, And nowadays, we only do it on the seventh day to commemorate, you know, how they did it in the Mizbeach. We don't do it on 1 through 6. And of course, the seventh day fell out on Shabbos. Nowadays, it does not push off Shabbos. Mishnah Zion. Miyad, immediately, after they would leave the Mizbeach on the seventh day, so they're done with all their mitzvos, they shook the lulav, they did the aravas, they're done now. So what would happen? Hatinokos, the children, shomten es lulavayin, they would like, unravel their lulavs. And some explain, they have a different text, that they would throw their lulavs from their hands. Okay, either way, what they were doing was, they were just, you know, treating it with, as if it was just nothing, you know, because the mitzvah is done, so they could do with it whatever they want. Ve'ochlen esrogen, and they would eat their esrogim. Very tasty. But the adults, they wouldn't eat their esrogs the whole day, because since it was used for part of the day as a mitzvah, we say that it was set aside for the whole day for a mitzvah, and then they wouldn't touch it at all. So, you know, the mitzvahs are done. Technically, you don't need it anymore. So the children would play around with the lulav and the esrog, but the adults wouldn't, because since we use it for part of the day, it's set aside for the rest of the day, and they wouldn't use it at all, you know, for something that would be not for the mitzvah of it. That's one explanation in the Mishnah. And others explain it differently, that miyad atinokos doesn't mean immediately after, but rather it means really both. Immediately after and from the hand, miyad, from the hand of the children. Shomten es lulavayin, who would take the lulavs? The adults would actually take the lulavs from the children, and they would actually take the esrogim from the children, and they would eat them. They wouldn't eat the lulav, but they'd eat the esrog. And the point here that they're teaching us is that it's not considered gezels, they're not thieves, and there's no problem of darkei shalom, of making, you know, arguments, because that's what they were knowing, that's what their custom was. They did it like as a simcha, as like a joyous kind of thing, you know, to take the kids' stuff and, you know, and eat their esrogim, and assuming the kids, you know, didn't bother them. And that's what they would do on the seventh day, because according to this explanation, once the mitzvah is done, it's done, and we don't look at it as if, you know, it's set aside for the whole day once you use it for part of the day. Rather, you did it for part of the day, that part of the day is gone, and now you can do with it whatever you want. So even the adults were, you know, eating their esrogim and just unraveling the lulavs according to the second pshat. They actually bring a different explanation down here. Not that this explanation, the second explanation, could still really hold of what the previous explanation said, that if you use the mitzvah for part of the day, it's set aside for the whole day. The concept is called mitzvah sayom kekulo. Part of a day is like a whole day. So it could be this second explanation really doesn't argue in the previous explanation. But then what would give them the permissibility to take the children's esrogim and just start eating them? So according to the second explanation, they say that since the children's esrogim are not really set aside for a full mitzvah, because it's coming from a child, that would give the adults the permission to take it from them. So that's how you'd learn the second explanation over here. So to recap, according to the first explanation, the children would unravel their lulavs, and then the children would eat their esrogim, but the adults would not eat the esrogim, because since it was used for part of the day as a mitzvah, we look at it as if it could be used, technically it could be used for the whole day. And then the second explanation was that the adults would take it from the children, they would take their lulavs and take their esrogs, and what gave them the permissibility to eat their esrogs is since the esrogim were belonging to children, and for children, you know, it's not really like a full mitzvah, because they're not really obligated, they're not 13 yet, therefore that's what gave the adults the window to eat their esrogim, and it wasn't theft or making any machlokas, because, you know, that was the theme of the day, and the children don't really own it, because it's not, they're just kids, and that's how they explain the second pshat, and that wraps up our Mishnah for today.